If your air conditioning or furnace stops working in the middle of the night, on a weekend, or over a holiday, there's no reason to wait to get it fixed. Because Atlas Butler's always open, and we never charge any overtime or after-hours fees.
The Atlas Butler family is here to keep your family safe and comfortable. Call today, get it fixed today. That's our pledge to you.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Weekend Mornings with Glenn Van Zutphen. Replay from Money FM 89.3. Weekend Mornings with Glenn Van Zutphen on Money FM 89.3.
Good morning. In the studio with Neil Humphreys. And Neil, we are going to talk now about National Day, which is coming up next week.
Yeah.
For those of you that, I don't know what rock you've been living under that wouldn't know that, but as we know, it is next weekend. And some great memories for you.
Very
of,
much so.
Of National Day.
Very much so. The National Day Parade. When I first came to Singapore, I think, like maybe a few other first-time visitors, I was a little bit sniffy about the National Day Parade. I thought it was a bit too nationalistic for my taste, bringing out all the big guns and
too much,
tanks. Yeah. It might as well have said, look, Malaysia, look at the size of our tanks. Don't mess with us. That's what it's really saying. So I was a bit sniffy about it all. And then I went. I went to a NDP rehearsal. I'm going to say it would have been 2005, maybe. Yeah, it would have had to have been because it was just after SARS. So maybe been 3 or 4, but it was just after the SARS virus.
Yeah.
Terrible time for Singapore. It really was a terrible time. And you can be quite cynical and maybe a bit satirical sometimes about the NDP, but when you are there, it's done so well.
Mm.
And I'm not a big patriot of any description, but it got me. It really got me because what they did, the SARS was a terrible time for Singapore. The economy wasn't doing very well. Some people had lost their lives. It was a very down time. And they did this beautiful ceremony. So they knew they couldn't be so rah-rah. It was the wrong time to be rah-rah and bombastic.
Yeah.
So it was somber. It was very low lit and lots of candles and very... They did this thing, Glenn. I've never forgot it. They brought out these men and women who were just wearing all white, I believe. No, it wasn't the government. And they were carrying these orbs, these round orbs. And everywhere else in the stadium, this was at the old National Stadium.
Yeah, sure.
At Kallang. Everything else was dark. And they were the nurses and doctors who had treated the SARS victims.
Oh.
Who unfortunately, you know, didn't make it. And I was crying. I was in floods of tears. I get goosebumps thinking about it now. It was so somber, but so poignant and so dignified. And at that moment, I was this close to like ripping my clothes off and shouting Majula Singapura. You know, I was just so caught up. And on a personal level, that was a real turning point for me, actually, on my so-called personal odyssey, if you like, because I felt a real connection, a real kinship to Singapore that I've never lost. That was the point when I felt, this is me. This is home to me. You know, I've seen ceremonies and events and campaigns and carnivals in all sorts of countries around the world, but I've never been to one that affected me so deeply as that. And I've been to another National Day Parade after that. And again, that was more bombastic and red and white and flying jets.
Right.
But it's still like, you're still pumping your chest a little bit
and
going, look what we did. And I even include me. I've only been here for 20-odd years. But you see the old footage and you see the Attap huts and you see the, you know, the confrontasi and the race riots and the separation from Malaysia and the end of empire. And you see all this and you go, we did this. You know, look what we did in 54 years. Yes, you can be cynical. No, Singapore isn't perfect. But in those moments, I don't know about you, Glenn, you know, you watch it on TV or whatever, you do get caught up in the moment. You think, geez, this is a good place to live. You know, it's got faults, but ultimately it's a good place to live.
This year, the theme is Our Singapore. And of course, the main events will be happening next Friday, a week from yesterday, down at the Padang. But it's great that, of course, you know, this weekend they'll be doing the practicing again. Mm. So it's very hard to get tickets, very obviously, because it's a very small reviewing area. But you can really take part in, the families getting down there and watching the fireworks, watching the flyovers in the weeks before, right? Which I always thought was such a great idea.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there are different NDP celebrations in the Heartlands in different locations at the community clubs and different things, so that people that cannot get into town can still take part and see on big screen TVs and things like that. So, you know, it really does a lot to be inclusive in terms of making it available to anybody who wants to take part and be a part of it in some way. And you know, of course, the school kids are involved in
Absolutely. Many
of the things. My daughter did it a couple of years ago with her school here.
Did she really?
Yeah. She was at Tanjong Katong Primary at that
Excellent.
Point. And they got a chance to do it. And it was a lot of rehearsals.
A lot.
You know, I mean, they spent a lot of time, sitting out in the hot sun and all that. But she will never forget that.
No, of course not.
You know, and next year our son Max will do the same. So it's just a great great way to bring everyone together. I have to say personally, my feeling about having to have a new song every year, I think I'm just not sure it's necessary, because there have been some really good songs
over
the years, and I feel like there's a lot of pressure to come up with a brand new song every year. I think we could just maybe do a poll of past songs in Singapore and say, which one do you like the best?
Yeah.
And just kind of use that one for a while.
Because there's This Is Our Home, Truly. That gets a lump in my throat. That's a Dick Lee song, I believe.
Yeah, the Dick Lee one.
So
You've
got some real classics to compete with. And yes, anyone coming along, I mean, I'm going to blow Dick Lee's trumpet now if he's listening. But, it's kind of like following the Beatles in the local sense. You know, you're trying to follow some real classics that are ingrained in the culture now, in our psyche.
Yeah.
It is a pressure. And there's like three or four standout songs over the years that are always repeated every year. And they're the ones that people go back to.
Yeah, people love. And, you know, of course, nobody ever asks my opinion in the planning committee, nor should they. But, you know, I just feel like every year there's this, you know, anxiety around what's the new song going to be.
Hmm.
And while it's nice to have a new song, but I just feel like there's some old great ones that could just be used, repurposed, recycled, upcycled.
Yes, exactly. But speaking of the classics, right? So people who've read my books will know this story, but this is my favorite story about the NDP. Did you know, and I will take this to my grave, did you know that the NDP owes its success entirely to my hometown in England?
I did not know that.
Absolutely true. My hometown, people know, was Dagenham, a working class, proud council housing estate. It was once the world's biggest council housing estate in Dagenham. It's a small town just outside of East London.
Mm.
Imagine this, Glenn. I was writing one of my books, and I, to this day, I don't know how I found this fact, but in the 1967 National Day Parade, they'd had one parade, and it had gone okay, 1966, right?
Yep.
But the next one, it was make or break, because the first one was out of necessity.
And I think the 66, that one was raining, right?
It was heavy rain.
It was
out of necessity, and it wasn't sure it was just going to be a one-off.
Yeah.
You know, there was no – but it's like, no, we're gonna stick with this, and it's going to be a regular thing. So obviously, the second one must be superior to the first one, because if it isn't, it'll probably be the last one, right? So it's make or break, 1967, NDP. What could we possibly do to make this NDP fantastic, memorable, benchmark, and we'll keep it forever? We need, and I read this and fell off my chair, we need the Dagenham Girl Pipers. Dagenham is my hometown, right? Now, as the Dagenham Girl Pipers,
you got to explain this,
were world famous back then for a pipe marching band.
Bagpipers,
absolutely right.
Is there a heavy Scottish influence in your town?
Yeah, very much so. But there is in the pipe band.
Well, obviously.
I have no idea where that comes from, but for whatever reason, the Dagenham Girl Pipers of the mid-60s were world famous. They used to go on touring parties around the world and be met by heads of state and so on. So I think it was Go King Swe then, or I think it was the Deputy Prime Minister. He literally looked it up and
picked up a red phone and said, "Get me Dagenham."
Yes, that's how I mentioned it. Get me Dagenham.
Probably in those days more like, send a telex to Dagenham.
Yeah, get me the Dagenham Girl Pipers. And I've since spoke to people at the People's Association.
Yeah.
Because what happened was, so the Dagenham Girl Pipers, they sent their three best pipers. I had their names, Peggy Iris, Sheila Nobes, and Carol Granfield. Yeah. They sent these guys. Now, just imagine, these are young girls from Dagenham, working class girls like I grew up in my family. Young, not that old. And they're flown. They're flown to this exotic place, Singapore, a few months before the NDP. And they're told to train these girls. And I've seen the photographs. Yeah. They're online, you know, Straits Times photographs of these three young Cockney working class white women working with these young Chinese girls, you know, young Singaporean girls to train them up. And apparently it was quite intense training, you know, in the build up to NDP. So much pressure on these girls.
So just training them how to march or how to dance?
To play the pipes.
And to play the bagpipes as well.
To play the pipes, to wear the right uniforms. They had special uniforms made for the occasion, which the girls from Dagenham also wore. So they're wearing their Scottish type, tartany type skirts. They've got the sporrans, I think. They're playing the pipe march. They're doing the pipe marching, the drumming, the marching, everything. So they're training them up. These three working class girls probably have no idea of their symbolic legacy. Yeah. So this is where it has a lovely ending to the story. So naturally, I've got to write about this in one of my books, make the connection to Dagenham. And I send the book, this book that's in front of me now, I send the book to my local museum in Dagenham, who love it, and they now keep it on display. They keep my books on display at the local museum in Dagenham.
Local boy done good, right?
This is the beautiful part to the story. I'm not sure if they still are. I hope they are. But at that time, I think they were still alive. The girl pipers were still alive, and they sent them the book. Yeah. And they were so proud that their little contribution to the NDP parade of 1967 still has a long-reaching legacy to this day. Three girls from Dagenham made the NDP what it is today. And I'm very, very proud of
that. Awesome. That's a great story. All roads lead to Dagenham. Neil Humphreys.
yes, that's right.
Hey, and our Singapore National Day Parade 2019 next Friday. Of course, you can see the rehearsals tonight if you want to go down to the Padang. They usually start around 6 o'clock with the flyovers and fireworks at 8-ish or so. Of course, you can check the Straits Times for exact timings on that. So today, NDP, our segment with Neil Humphreys. Thanks, Neil.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.